Number one, conclusions are an important part of scientific practices. Which of the following best explains the reason for drawing valid conclusions? A. Gather and record data. B. Understand experimental results. C. Make observations and drawings. D. Describe the experiment's procedure. Conclusions are an important part of scientific practices. Which of the following best explains the reason for drawing valid conclusions? A. Gather and record data. B. Understand experimental results. C. Make observations and drawings. D. Describe the experiment's procedure. Number two. Mary wants to test how a salt solution is affected by thermal energy. What is the best hypothesis for her experiment? F. Hypothesis. Salted water will boil at a higher temperature than non-salted water. G. Hypothesis. Sugared water boils faster than salted water. H. Hypothesis. The hot plate gets hotter when salt is added to the water. Mary wants to test how a salt solution is affected by thermal energy. What is the best hypothesis for her experiment? F. Hypothesis. Salted water will boil at a higher temperature than non-salted water. G. Hypothesis. Sugared water boils faster than salted water. H. Hypothesis. The hot plate gets hotter when salt is added to the water. Number three. Conclusions are an important part of scientific practices. Which of the following best explains the reason for drawing valid conclusions? A. Gather and record data. B. Understand experimental results. C. Make observations and drawings. D. Describe the experiment's procedure. Conclusions are an important part of scientific practices. Which of the following best explains the reason for drawing valid conclusions? A. Gather and record data. B. Understand experimental results. C. Make observations and drawings. D. Describe the experiment's procedure. Number four. An experiment to determine the effects of temperatures over 100 degrees Fahrenheit on certain liquids produced some very unexpected results. If the experimenters want to see whether the results are accurate, they should F. plan a new experiment. G. change the hypothesis. H. repeat the experiment. J. use warm temperatures. An experiment to determine the effects of temperatures over 100 degrees Fahrenheit on certain liquids produced some very unexpected results. If the experimenters want to see whether the results are accurate, they should F. plan a new experiment. G. change the hypothesis. H. repeat the experiment. J. use warm temperatures.